Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri. Reverend Victor Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister of the Word of God and has been ministering for over 15 years. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now listen to Victor Collins Isabri.
Father, in Jesus' name, we believe in God the Father. We believe in Christ the Son. Why would we come here if we don't believe in God the Father? Why would we come here if we don't believe in Christ His Son? Why would we wake up and come here if we don't believe in the Holy Spirit? Lord, we come because we believe our God is three in one. Not only do we believe that, we believe in the resurrection. We believe that even though we die, we will rise again. Father, we believe in life eternal. We believe that Jesus gives life and life everlasting. We believe also in the birth of the Virgin. We believe in the saints' communion. That's why we are here. That there's power even when we come together. Power is released when we come together. And we believe in your holy church. Church is something we love. Church is something we do. Church is something we believe in. And as we've come this morning into your presence, I pray that what we believe will affect us. What we believe will challenge us. What we believe will cause us to be different and to be blessed. Thank you for that message and for that impartation. I know our lives will never be the same again. We worship, we adore you, O God. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated if you can. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. Matthew chapter 8. Matthew. The Gospel according to Saint Matthew. Chapter 8. Communion service is tonight, 6 p.m. Don't miss it for anything. Even if it rains, you should come. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Matthew chapter 8. The title of my message is Faith Requires Action. Faith requires action. Oh, faith is an action word. Matthew chapter 8 and verse 23. Bible says that now when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And suddenly a great tempest arose on the sea, so that, or in so much that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. Somebody say he was asleep. He was asleep. And the Bible goes on to say, verse 25. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us. We perish. But he said to them, or he said unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose. Somebody say he arose. And rebuked the winds and the sea. And there was a great calm. He arose and rebuked the winds and the sea. And there was great calm. Faith requires action. Now, the Bible says that we walk by faith and not by sight, isn't it? The just shall live by his faith. It is a very, very important scripture in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38, that the just shall live by his faith. What it means is that the Christian man, the Christian woman, can live his Christian life if he has faith. If he doesn't have faith, Esther, he can't live the Christian life. This Christian life demands, Kenesha, demands faith. If you don't have faith, you are not going to be a Christian. Everything in Christianity goes with something you do, even though you don't see it. That's why we started by saying that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. If you go to verse 2 of Hebrews chapter 11, the Bible says, for by it elders obtained a good report. Now, when you look at the report that was given in Hebrews chapter 11, you see that Abraham was there, Moses was there, so was a prostitute. I got a letter. So was a prostitute. Now, if you think that to get a good report depends on whether you smoke or don't smoke, then you've made a big mistake. Because otherwise, a prostitute would not be listed in Hebrews chapter 11. Rahab was a prostitute. The Bible said by faith, he believed and he hid the spies to the saving of her household. So when Jericho was destroyed, because of her faith in the fact that these guys are coming to destroy, because Jericho was a big city, it was fortified, it was strong. I mean, you cannot believe, you cannot imagine that Jericho will be destroyed. But Rahab in her prostitution believed. The Bible says that she was saved because she believed. So your Christian faith, your faith, if you have some, if you don't have some, please go and buy some Niger supermarket. If you don't have faith, you cannot serve God. That's why the Bible says that just lives by faith. It means that faith is like the air we breathe. My Lord, it's like the air we breathe. And if you don't have air to breathe, you will die. I mean, some people even can't handle contaminated air. Not that there's no air, but the air is contaminated. They can't, it's polluted, smoke and other things, and they can't handle it. It's not that there's no air. There's air, but they can't handle the polluted air. How much more if there was no air? So air, as compared to faith, is what we need to live our Christian life. So the faith you need today is not enough for tomorrow. Every day, Sister Colette, every day you need faith. To those of you who can't go long time, long way with faith, you are warned. Faith is needed every single day of your life for the next 100 years that you are going to live. How many believe that we are going to live long? In the name of Jesus. So, it's important to have faith. Now, this morning, I'm addressing another aspect of the faith series, and another aspect of faith, that faith requires action. You see, you can have faith, but if you don't use the faith, it doesn't benefit you. You can have money. And some people are like that. They can have money, but they don't use it. They have money stashed up. It's only a thief who comes for it. Sometimes when you hear people went to people's homes and they stole such an amount of money, you wonder what they are doing with such an amount of money in their house. But money has no significance to you if you can't use it. What is money that you can't use? Tell me, what is money that you can't use? Then it's not money. In a similar way, if you have faith and you don't use the faith, then the faith is useless. That's what the Bible says, faith without works, it's actually no faith. So we are practically looking at instances and occasions in the Bible where there was the use of faith. Now the Bible says Jesus entered into a boat or into a ship and his disciples went with him. And the Bible says that when they were on the river, there arose a great tempest. Matthew chapter 8, a great tempest. Now, this morning earlier, I was saying that, you see, the people who were in the boat, some were civil servants. They used to work in the office. Some were permanent secretaries and all of that. Some were tax collectors. Some were GRA people. You know, we didn't have politicians, but, you know, they were attorney generals and accountants, all of that. Now, there was also some who were professional fishers. They go to sea and they bring fish and all of that. So, waves and tempests and these things, I mean, they are used to it. I mean, if you want to talk to Peter about waves, you are wasting your time because he knows what waves are. He's been going to sea. He said he has a doctorate in wavology. Wavology. So, the boat can rock, but he will not be moved. But the Bible says in this case, there was a great tempest in the sea, in so much that it was so great that the ship was covered with the waves. But somebody was asleep. He's a professor in wavology. He's not moved by waves. Jesus was in the ship. He was in the boat, but he was sleeping. Now, then they go in verse 25 and they say, why is this man sleeping? I mean, when you see the waves, they rise up like a mountain, like Kanuku Mountains. When you see the waves, it's like Kanuku Mountains. You're wondering what is going to happen to us next. It's like the ship is able to go way up. It's like it's almost vertical, you call it. It's almost vertical in alignment. And then it goes down. So you're wondering what's going to happen. And could you believe Jesus didn't wake up when all these things were going on? In fact, he was snoring. So the disciples were very, very surprised. Because they were shouting. And I was saying that, you see, it's like when, let's say, you know, you're in a house, your child or your wife or, you know, sees a frog, a crapple. And then right? And then they come and say, you wake up the whole house. And then they don't seem to, you know, behave the way you are behaving. You wonder, why? Carest not that we perish. And you don't care. The Bible says he was asleep. And then they woke him up. And it says, save us, for we perish. The next verse, the Bible says, what happened? And he said unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Now, if there's a great tempest, and I believe that it's going to kill us, why are you talking about faith? At least talk about my money in the bank or something. Why are you talking about faith? We're going to die, you say faith. Jesus was releasing something here. Do you get it? The Bible says, oh, ye of little faith. Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea. And there was a great calm. Now, if Jesus had just left the disciples by themselves, the waves would have continued. Are you like the disciple or you're like Jesus? Because disciples, they get stuck up with issues. They are not able to deal with issues. If you behave like the disciples behaving here, you will always be stuck up with issues. Now, believing in God and exercising that belief, they are two different things. Having faith in God and then exercising the faith or acting on the faith is different from having the faith. Because if it wasn't different, I believe that the disciples, they believed in God. They had faith in God. They had faith in Jesus. Even the fact that they went to raise, wake Jesus up meant that they believed in Jesus Christ. So they had faith. But they were not using the faith. So that is why if you are in the disciple mentality, you have the disciple mentality in this case, you will have a lot of troubles. Every day you will have waves rising up. And you'll be going to churches, you'll be going to pastors, you'll be olive oil and all kinds of things you'll be living in. Meanwhile, there's something you have to just exercise your faith. Now, what the disciples were doing here was that they were reacting instead of responding. Should I say it again? I said, the disciples, the mistake they were making here was that instead of responding to the waves, they were reacting. The difference is that the waves was having an effect on them, and they were reacting to that effect. Instead of seeing the waves and then telling the waves that, oh, who asked you to come around here? Responding to the waves. They were allowing the effect of the waves to affect them instead of responding to what had arisen. So, in our life, it's the same thing. We react to things instead of responding to it. It's that the Bible says that if the enemy comes in like a flood. Can you give me that scripture? Is it somewhere in Isaiah? If the enemy comes in like a flood. I'm testing your skills now, Rebecca. Give me the 2 seconds. If the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise a standard against it. So, God here is not reacting to the flooding of the enemy's attacks. He is responding to the enemy's attacks. In a similar manner, when Goliath stood and was insulting the armies of God from morning to night, the Israelite, the army, the Jewish army was reacting to the things that Goliath was saying. And that's what, if you react, then you become fearful. If you react, then you sit and you put your tail between your legs. But David came around, he didn't react, he responded to the challenge that the guy was bringing up before the armies of God. Your faith will cause you to respond rather than react. I say your faith will cause you to respond to the enemy's things and the things that come up in your life rather than to react to it. Are you reacting or you are responding? I say, are you reacting or you are responding? I say, are you reacting or you are responding? He says, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, he says, God will not be afraid. The Spirit of the Lord shall lift up. He said, oh, you have brought yourself. I will respond equally. If you bring yourself, I will show you that I also have something here. Rather than staying quiet and be fearful and be afraid, he says, you know, you bring it, I'll also bring something else. If you bring something else, I'll also bring something else. Your faith should make you respond than to react. I say your faith should make you respond than to react, because faith requires action. Faith requires action. Faith requires action. That's what Jesus said. When somebody hits you here, don't react. Respond. Give him another one. Come on. Bring it on. Bring it on. Stop here too. Don't you see movies where the big guy, whenever they want to beat the big guy, they hit him and they say, okay, you won't? Okay. All right.
All right. It's like, if you try, it's like, I'm not going to react to what you are trying to bring around. Many of us, because we lack faith, we are always overwhelmed and we are drowned by the things that rise up on a daily basis in your home, your relationship, your finances, at work and around you. We react to the things rather than responding in faith to the things.
Are you reacting or you're responding? Bible says, when they woke Jesus up, Jesus awoke. Give me that thing again. Matthew chapter, that same scripture, give it to me. 8. Matthew chapter 8. The Bible says, and when he was entered into, no, 20 what? 20 something. 20, 26. When he woke up, when they came to wake him up, look at what happened there. When they came to wake him up, it's the same thing. The same thing. He said, and what? He was asleep. Okay, 25. 26. They said 26. I don't know whether she heard it. 26. What are you, 26? The Bible said, then he arose. That was action.
It would have been different if he had slept. I said it would have been different if he had kept his faith in his pocket.
Let me tell you. I was telling the first service people, I said, I don't know whether we have those key holders or what you would call key rings here. But in Ghana, they sell key rings with vehicle brands as the symbol on the key ring. So you have Toyota. You have Mazda, you have Audi, you have BMW, you have Suzuki, you have Chevrolet, you have Mitsubishi, you have all of it. Now, if you believe that you have a vehicle, you must have a key. You must have a key ring with a brand of the vehicle on it. And I said, you must put your, you must connect it to your TV remote. Hang your TV remote on the key. When you get out in the morning, press the remote and say, I am opening my car. Yeah. Faith requires action. If you look throughout the Bible, anybody who had faith had an action attached to it. The woman with the issue of blood. The Bible says she said, if only I can, if only I can, if only I will move. I can be on the bed and hope and expect that he will hear of some woman who has been bleeding for 12 years. She said, no, I will not do that. If only I can get out and go as far as I can touch the hem of his garment. If only I can make a move. If only I can make a move. If only I can make a move. What moves are you making according to your faith? I said, what moves are you making according to your faith? Faith requires action. Yeah. The substance comes with action. You want to own a house? Go to an architect and say, design a house for me. I want a, you see, because the house design must come before the land will come. Because the land is physical. The house design that you are moved by faith to do is something else. God wants you to use your faith. The lack of your faith or the not using of your faith. I believe in the God, the Father Almighty. I believe it. I'll not stop believing it. I believe it. I don't know whether you believe it. You see, it's the same way that makes you react to things in church, but you don't respond to them. When things happen in church, you react and it affects you negatively. You see, when you are reactionary, you do, because as for the feelings, all of us have the feelings, you know. All of us have the feelings. All of us can be offended. All of us can be angry. All of us can be annoyed. But where does that take you? Where is your faith when you can react instead of responding? As for react, we can all react. Kimberly, we can all react.
But you must respond. You must respond and say, hey, even though the enemy will come in like a flood. Ah! Huh. You wake up Sunday morning and things are not working the way you expect it to work. And therefore it's like coming to church is becoming difficult. You do not react. I say you do not react. You respond by saying, hey, whatever come my way, I am going to church because I believe in the saints' communion. I am going. I believe. And my actions will prove that I believe what I'm saying. Believe. Are you reacting or you are responding? I said, are you reacting or you are responding? Somebody who reacts has been overcome by that situation. I said, somebody who reacts has been overpowered by the situation. But somebody who responds has not been overcome by the situation. Yeah. The Bible talks in Mark chapter 2, but I want to finish with this. Mark chapter 2 about some people. Let's have it on the screen quickly. Mark chapter 2. And I'll close. Yes. Think about it. Are you reacting or you are responding? Yeesh. You see, the situation that you are going through has not changed because you are reacting. The disciples, they could have shouted for 300 million, zillion, whatever years. The waves would not have stopped until somebody who had faith. That's why he questioned their faith. That's why he said, ye of little faith. Not you who are, you have a thin skin, or you who don't like them things, or you who that's how you stay. He's talking about faith. Because faith is that which will give you what you want. And if what they wanted was peace on the seas, then they should have brought out their faith. So somebody rose up. Who looked at the waves and said, I don't know, I don't care how tall you are. My God says, if I say anything, it shall come to pass. And I believe it. And I'm doing that right now. So I am speaking to you, winds and waves, to be still. And immediately the Bible says they were still. You see, if you are going to exercise your faith, you need to be saying certain things all the time. I said, if you are going to put your faith into action, you need to be making some statements all the time. You need to be making some moves all the time. You need to be writing certain things all the time in response to the things that are coming your way. Yeah. You can't sit down as a child of God and allow things to rise up in front of you like that. I have to speak against it. You have to speak against it. I say you have to speak against it. You have to rise up and respond. Respond to the situation. Yeah. Said, Satan, my children will never become your tools. Satan, my children will never become your tools. You can never have control over my children. I believe and I say it. Now you can do that and then tomorrow they will call you at school that your child is misbehaving. But you have to continue because when you said what happened, now it's another time to breathe in some air. It's another opportunity to exercise another level of faith. Mark chapter 2. You either choose to respond or you react. Because all Satan wants is for you to react. He wants you to feel it. He says, ouch. Say, ouch. Why are you doing that? No. It's not why you're doing that. I know why you are doing that. And I know what you are doing will not get you anywhere. And therefore, in the name of Jesus Christ, remove from here now. Move from here. Move from here. Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 2, sorry, as we read from verse 1. And again, he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noise that he was in the house. It was noise. I mean, the information went abroad that he was here. Now, I'm saying that, you see, every great miracle in the Bible was as a result of the people putting their faith into action.
any situation that is still happening in your life is because your faith has not responded to it. And I mean from small to big things in your eyes. Great tempests. And straightway, many were gathered together in so much that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. Verse 3. And they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. Verse 4 says, and when they could not come nigh unto him. You see, when they heard about him, the guy was sick. They could have left the guy there. The guy, I'm sure the guy could have believed in the house and he would have been healed. If it's only having faith and staying in your house, then that is not it. The guy would not have. He said, he came, when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof. Four people take another sick person. It makes five. They are trying to come into the room where Jesus is preaching. They can't come. I don't know where they got a ladder from. I don't know where they got an scaffold from. I don't know where they got. They managed to get to the roof. Now, this tells you that these people had some faith in what Jesus could do. But they didn't stay home. They did not stay in the house, expecting that one day that will happen. No, they went to the roof. The Bible said, and when they had broken it up, somebody's roof. Aaliyah, somebody's roof. Can you break somebody's roof because of your faith? Go to your father and say, Daddy, this your roof is bad. And just break it. I see a new roof. And you break the roof. They broke it up. And then they let the man down into the room. On a bed. So all along they were carrying some kind of bed. With a man on it. Something like a hammock kind of thing. So they just lowered it into the right in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw, Jesus didn't see. What did Jesus see? Can you see faith? Is faith a boy or a girl? Is faith a white man or a white woman? Is faith a buck or is a Amerindian? Is faith a black or Negro? Well, what is faith? What is faith? How can Jesus see faith? It means that their action was the same as their faith. Where there's faith, there's action. I said, where there's faith, there's action. Wherever there's faith, there's action. Some of you say you're a Christian and small tennis row, you can't get to eat. I said, you say you're a Christian, small tennis row. Big world tennis row, $120. You can't get to eat. And you say you're a Christian. And you say you have faith.
You don't have faith.
And then you'll be sitting down there and say, oh, I go to church, but I is hungry. I is go to church, and I is hungry all the time. Meanwhile, you have faith.
What is the use of faith if you can't use it? What is the use of faith if you can't use it? What is the benefit of faith that you can use?
When Jesus saw their faith, then all along what they were trying to get, the Bible said, he said unto the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Finish. Son, it's gone. Where is your faith? If you can show me your faith, I can show you what you can get. I said, if you can only show me the faith you have, I can prophesy what the faith is going to get you. Yeah. It's your faith that makes you come to church every Sunday. Because you believe that your coming to church has a certain reward, has a certain effect, has a certain impact. That's why, if I were you, I will not let anybody come and carry me like I'm a baby. If I were you, whenever they call me, I say, hold on,
Hold on. I come in. Don't come and carry me like I don't have faith. I come in. Because I believe in what I believe. And because I believe, my actions will prove what I believe.
He said, don't worry, but you want me to pick somebody up and bring them? I would rather pick somebody and bring them. Don't come for me. When you come for me, I feel embarrassed.
I said, when you come for me, I feel ashamed. Because you make me feel like I don't have faith at all. But I have faith. And I want to tell you, Sister Shepherd or Sister whatever, Headsman or Sister whoever, I want to tell you from today, this is the end of you carrying me like a baby. I'm coming because I have faith. I said, I'm coming because I have faith. My faith requires work, action, and I'm going to put action to my faith. Stand to your feet, somebody. Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 The Bible says faith comes by hearing. When you hear, faith comes. When you hear, faith comes. And I know I've seen some faith that has come now because of the preaching. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I see faith now. I can see faith. You see, when I say I can see faith, I can only see faith by your actions. And I don't see action. I don't see action. I think you're confused, but I know you're confused. I don't see your action. You see, when God told the Israelites to go around the walls of Jericho, their faith was proven by they are going around the wall like idiots. And sometimes when you come to church, you have to be very spiritual, right? You have to believe that. that you have to believe that something you do as I say, I'm not seeing any action. I'm not telling you come forward. I mean, that's what you do. But some people got to be running around the building, and we say, what's happening? So I believe that as I'm running, some demons are running away also. Your action. Some people should have been shouting by now. I tell you, some people should have been shouting without, you see, that we can't control the shouting. Because they are shouting because of victory. They are shouting because of the faith that has brought them victory. That's what I'm saying. I can't see your faith in action. And some people are even talking to one another and all of that. How can you be in such an atmosphere? Acts chapter 3. Peter and John at a gate called Beautiful. My God. He says, as for silver and gold, I have none. As such as I have, I give unto thee. In the name of Jesus, rise up. The guy rose up. And he walked. Where's your faith? Show me your faith, I'll show you what you can get. I said, show me your faith, and I'll show you what you can get. Just show me your faith. I can get you. I'll show you what you can get. Show me you can get. Now, if you believe in the name of Jesus, then you will use the name of Jesus. As if you believe in the name of Jesus, then you will use the name of Jesus.
Sing it. Spirit, our God is three. believe in God the Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit.
I believe in God the Father.
I believe in God the Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus.
I believe.
I believe you're once again.
I believe you're according to your faith.
I believe.
Let it be according to you.
That Jesus,
just as your faith is. So shall it be.
Come on, if you believe.
So shall it be. So shall it be. So shall it be.
I believe in you.
So shall it be. So shall it be.
I believe.
So shall it be.
Again.
So shall it be.
I believe.
So shall it be. In the name of Jesus.
That Jesus Christ is Lord.
Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for the fulfillment of everything we have exercised our faith in. I thank you that all of them has come to pass. Thank you that your people are going to refer to this morning's service and connect it to the manifestation of their miracle and their breakthroughs. Thank you for so many, many things that have come to pass because of our faith. The word says, without faith, it is impossible to please you. For anyone who comes to you must believe that you are, you exist, and that you are a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. We give you glory for the many things you have done. In Jesus' name. You are here this morning, you don't know Jesus as a Lord and Savior. You want to say, Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. You are not saved. You are not born again. If you were to die right now, if you were to fall dead right now, where would you go? Hell or heaven? One thing I can tell you, don't go to hell. Do not go to hell. Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. If you are here like that, I want you to lift up your right hand wherever you are standing, and I'll pray with you. Pastor, please pray with me. God bless you. I see that hand. God bless you. God bless you. I see that hand.
Come. He said I could come into his presence without fear. Into the holy place where his mercy hovers near. Come running. Come running.
See, it's different.
Come running to the
trying to bring American into
when
this one.
Jesus is calling, his grace will
you want to give your heart to Jesus, come.
His love will flow freely. He will provide your healing. I'm running to the mercy.
Come running, Mariah. Come on. Come. He said that I could come into his presence.
He said that I could come into his presence without fear. Into the holy place where his mercy offers dear. Come running, come running.
Close your eyes with me, please. And let's pray. It takes a confession by faith. Your life is changed. Just close your eyes. Yes. Don't
put your hand in your pocket when you are talking to God, you know. Pray this prayer with me from the bottom of your heart. Say with me, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father,
I am a sinner.
Forgive me of all my sins.
Wash me with the blood of Jesus.
I believe with all my heart.
And I confess with my mouth.
That Jesus Christ is Lord.
I believe Jesus died for me.
And I believe Jesus rose again.
I open my heart.
And I invite Jesus Christ
to come and live in my heart.
To be my master and my savior.
I believe with all my heart
that by this prayer
I have been saved from hell.
I am born again.
My name is written in the book of life,
and I am a new person.
I declare that all things have passed away.
Everything has become new.
I am so happy that my sins have been forgiven,
and I am a child of God now.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful preaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at lciguiana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguiana.org. God richly bless you.